It's Friday and it's time for Stu's Reviews. Brought to you by Auto Taylor Automotive Repair Specialist, Stu Wright, one of my favorite people in the whole world. Who I like to affectionately call Little Britches. Stu Wright, right here on Pirate Radio. Oh, Little Britches, good and happy Friday to you, brother.
Isn't it great to get to the weekend coming?
Awesome, awesome. What are you going to be driving around?
I'm driving around in a red Kia Sorento 2021. That's a little car about the size of a GMC Acadia. Pretty big. It's almost 16 feet long. So it's an SUV, it's called the Sorento, and it is a hybrid. EX model is kind of fancy interior, not leather, it's called Syntex. It's like leather. Toyota puts that in their cars, too. And this is, I'll go through the specs for you.
Okay.
Runway red paint, it's very pretty. It's red, basically. It's got a metallic aspect to it. Inside, it's powered by a 227 horsepower, 1.6 liter turbo 4. A lot of power to get out of that little motor, and it is pretty fast. Front wheel drive, not all wheel drive. This is a 7-passenger unit. That's a 3-row, so there's a back seat way back there for 3 people, and then 4 buckets, 2 rows of buckets, driver and 3 other people. And I told you they're gray inside, so it's red outside with gray interior. Big old panoramic moonroof. Now, this car is, being a hybrid, it gets 39 miles a gallon in town.
That's great.
Pretty good. And a big tank in it, 18.8 gallons. So, if you get highway mileage, on hybrids, city mileage is better than highway mileage. Highway mileage 35 miles a gallon. So, it'll go 600, possibly 700 miles on a tank of gas. Good looking. It's got 17-inch 5-spoke mag wheels on there, 2-tone gray and black. And tires are Nexan 235/65/17. And I got the price here for you of $38,205. Kia's not that expensive.
Well, I'm looking at a picture of this. It's the Sorento, right?
Uh-huh. Kia Sorento. They make one bigger rig called, I think, a Telluride. And then a whole bunch of littler SUVs. So this is next to the biggest they make. I told you it's about the size of an Acadia, maybe an Explorer,
yeah,
something like that.
It looks like it's a pretty low-profile car. Easy to get in and out of?
Not that bad. I'd say that seat's about 29 inches off the ground. It's easy. I'd say easy to get in and out.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Even though it's not all-wheel drive, it's kind of hiked up there. It looks like it's, it's not all-wheel drive. It's hiked up there. It kind of looks like one, but it's front-wheel drive.
And what
so
was...
basically, SUV / station wagon. And it makes nice cars. This is okay. I'm going to give it a thumbs up and write about it in StuWright.com.
Hey, I'm sorry. What was the price on it again?
$38,205. It doesn't have any upgraded options except for that paint. They charge a little bit for that fancy red paint.
About $700 a month.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Need to pay cash.
Yeah.
They build these in Korea.
Okay.
Wasong, Korea.
Wasong, okay.
Which
Korea? Kia and Hyundai are both Korean companies.
Well,
they've really grown, haven't they, George?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
George said, yeah. Well, thank you, Stu. We appreciate you. Have a great weekend, brother.
Well, thanks for calling.
You bet.
Good to talk to you.
You too, man.
You've been listening to my friend, Stu Wright, Little Britches. Stu's Reviews brought to you by Auto Taylor, Automotive Repair Specialist, located at 1011 16th Street in Greeley. Phone number 353-3401.